Hello? Max? I usually find my colleague Max in here, meticulously observing the thousands of star systems splashed clearly across these desert night skies. Max? Hello? The first time I ever tried to find this observation platform, I had not yet mapped the base properly. I wandered into a vast room like this. The place was empty then, too. Moving forward for 3 seconds through thick, soupy space. Hand touches a hard rubber rod. 4 more seconds of movement and shoo knocks against a cold metal lump. Parts of what? Crouching silent objects. Mysterious things. What kind of telescopes are these? Or are they the new supercomputers kept in this cool temperature? Or have I discovered one of the neurologists' labs by mistake? Everything existing in a superstate of many possibilities. Then the door opens behind me, and someone breezes in.
Hi, I'm Lester. You new here? You come for a workout?
A gym. Relief. Collapse into sense. Down at the microenergy levels that I have studied for years. If position is known, then velocity cannot be. Or if velocity is known, then position is not. Matter does not exist with certainty at definite places, rather shows tendencies to uncertainty. Always uncertainty. Somewhere between this minute reality and our ordinary macro level, the uncertainty cuts out. Back into the solid Euclidean lines so clearly seen by some. But for those who do not see these lines, for us who live in tactile and auditory space, the probability and uncertainty laws of the micro level still remain. Position is never certain. Momentum is the only thing known. So, rather than object space, I move instead through a timed space continuum. Hello? Max? Where are you? It's time I have the answer.
We want you to look at yourself, Kalabi. Work out precisely what the differences are. What translates? What is lost? What can you really know of our visual world?
Certain interpretations say that any observation must include the observer.
And your experience, your knowledge, could make the prediction we so vitally need.
So here I am, the theorist on your experimentalist's lab slab.
This is your job description here at Althea. Come and find me when you have an answer.
Hello? Max? Usually you are all here, monitoring, analyzing, measuring, mesmerized by the light.
Hey, the champagne's always on ice up here in case our instruments determine one day whether we are, or not, alone in the universe.
Max, hello?
It's 9:26 p.m.
Though it's like sifting through grains in a pile of sand 10 stories high and the size of a football pitch, we are constantly discovering new planets around sun-like stars.
Luminosities traveling millions of years and miles just to hit your eye.
Seeing this, I can feel that vast distance, that vast unknown where something must exist. I know it's just a matter of time for the Althea project.
So much confidence, so much certainty. Uncertainty. Always uncertainty. Somewhere between this minute reality and our ordinary macro level, the uncertainty cuts out. back into the solid Euclidean lines so clearly seen by some. But for those who do not see these lines, for us who live in tactile and auditory space, the probability and uncertainty laws of the micro level still remain.